Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The key is this was going to be an issue. The president clearly outlined that he was going to push on this. The media was going to focus on this. The Senate Democrats were going to push on this issue. And I thought it was critically important that we outline the principles of what reform is about. Look, I think there's this false argument that's been advanced that conservatism and Republicans are anti-immigrant and anti-immigration. And we're not. Never have been. On the contrary, we are pro-legal immigration. And we recognize that our legal immigration system needs to be reformed. We also recognize, because conservatism has always been about common sense, that we do have this existing problem that has to be dealt with in the best way possible. Now, it was dealt with in 1986 in a way that was counterproductive. Well-intentioned, but counterproductive, because A, they granted a blanket amnesty to 3 million people at the time, or that was the estimate, and B, they didn't do any of the enforcement mechanisms. And so our point is, if we're going to deal with this, let's deal with it once and for all, and in a way that this never, ever happens again.
There's Senator Marco Rubio explaining, while he's a guest on a talk radio program in Florida, how illegal immigration is suddenly an issue and why he supports the reform proposal that's been put forth. Immigration reform is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, sticking to this for a good part of our hour, and the other part of it probably, depending on your calls. We'll see about gun control. There are a number of things that we'll bring to the surface here. But first, let's listen to Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade talk to Laura Ingraham about Washington suddenly being interested in immigration reform again.
Does the president really want immigration reform?
Well, yeah, I mean, but he kind of has all of his heavy lifting already done for him, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he wins election, he campaigns in part on this, and then, you know, the Republicans rush in, the same people who've pretty much always been for this path to citizenship, Graham and McCain, they've been very consistent on this. And so the president can go to Nevada and, if he wants, kind of one-up the bipartisan coalition and say, well, this is a good start, mm-hmm. but I really want this process streamlined even more. And I think that answer from Jay Carney was pretty telling when he said, well, we want continued border security, continued enhancements of border security. What does that mean exactly? And why do you have to do it all at one step, in one step? And I would say the reason for that, guys, is that then you can't really verify that the border has ever really been enforced. And mm-hmm. look, call me a cynic, but I do not believe that border enforcement is a really serious part of this deal so far. Well, I think it's kind of a throw-in to make people feel better, but it's not going to amount to much.
So two things. Jay Carney said that border security has never been better than under the Obama administration, that they've had stricter controls than ever before. I think deportation numbers are actually way up. But also what I find interesting is that...
Yeah, with the DREAM Act. We have deportation and the DREAM Act mm-hmm. that was instituted by executive fiat. So you have basically a blanket amnesty of everybody under the age of, what was it, 28, 30? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true. They do have some more deportations, and they can point to those. Mm-hmm. But then again, we have millions of people, 1.2 million people who essentially been given a right to stay here as long as they want.
But don't you find it interesting that Senator Marco Rubio is also part of this group? Because, I mean, not only for his own presidential prospects, but because he is an American Latino who does want to have some sort of immigration reform, I think partially, personally, because he believes in it, but also for his party.
Yeah, well, I don't deny that these people are for this, believe in it. I think they actually think that it's the right thing to do for political reasons, and I think they think it's just the right thing to do, period. My question, which never really gets an answer, is how does this actually help the middle class of the United States? How does this enhance wages?
I have no idea.
How does this, you know, to me, when you look at what is being done with social services in the country, what's happened to California that has more illegal immigrants today than any other state, what has that actually done to the infrastructure, the education, the medical system, Obamacare, all those stresses on an already overstressed system? I haven't heard how that actually makes life in America better for working people, legal immigrants, people still waiting for visas.
Will they be paying taxes? They'll be paying taxes then.
Yeah, well, as Mr. Camerata has discussed in his study from the Center for Immigration Studies, the problem with that analysis is that there's a strong percentage of illegal immigrants who are low-income earners. So they will be paying some taxes, but at the lower end of the economic spectrum, the cost of this to, again, taxpaying Americans, middle-class Americans, will probably outweigh the benefits in taxes collected, at least in the near future, the next maybe 10 years.
So that's Laura Ingraham's take from her, obviously her perspective in terms of the immigration reform discussion that's going on right now. How's this sitting with you? 888-302-DOUG is the usual call-in line. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We begin the countdown hour today with an overview of the ongoing discussion of immigration. Here's host Alex Silverman with Edward Isaac Dover from Politico.com. They talk about the bipartisan group of senators that put together this reform proposal this past weekend.
Does the White House at all take that this group of senators got out in front, or is the president just glad to have people like John McCain and Marco Rubio pushing for this?
Well, it's certainly a sign of progress that there was movement in the Senate and a bipartisan movement at that. But the president had been hoping that he would be the leader on this and is hoping that with the speech in Las Vegas, he'll take back control of this issue, which he wants to make one of the main priorities going forward in the first couple months of his second term.
Senator Schumer is one of the key members of that bipartisan group in the Senate. Is the fact that it is bipartisan a good sign these days, a sign that a compromise is possible here?
It is a sign that a compromise is possible. There are Republicans and Democrats who have signed on to this deal, and prominent ones at that, not only Senator Schumer, but you have Senator Menendez from New Jersey, and you have Senator Rubio from Florida, and Senator McCain, obviously from Arizona. Those are people who can help make things move. But we have been at this point before where there's been some bipartisan agreement, where, in fact, John McCain has been leading on an immigration deal, and that was 5 years ago. And we didn't get immigration reform then.
What are some of the key points of the Senate plan, and do we have any sense yet of how that might differ from what the president's going to say?
Well, the president has so far not been very deep on details of what he'll be looking for. So the plan that was released by the group of senators is one that is a working start. It hasn't even been translated into the language of a bill that could be debated, and the president hasn't said if he'll be putting his principles into a bill. We're pretty far out still from the real debate, the real movement that happens in Congress that would need to happen before the president gets a bill on his desk.
There's some of the background. Alex Silverman on his talk radio program, Immigration Control, 888-302-DOUG, as more focus on the president, what he's doing, and what seems to be sort of behind the scenes, plus some of your calls coming up on immigration here on the Countdown.
Chops taken to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavor fruity, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst the berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my list, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
The immigration discussion is where we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. President spoke in Las Vegas yesterday about immigration reform. He praised the bipartisan immigration framework, which was announced. The good news is that for the first time in many years, Republicans and Democrats seem ready to tackle a problem together, as said the president. Here's host April Ziesbau talking to political analyst Rob Pruse about the politics behind this bipartisan proposal everyone's talking about.
You were a consultant for a Latino opinion polling firm last fall around election time, and this year we saw more Latino voters than ever before, so clearly this is a crucial voting block.
Right, and it has become a crucial voting block, and whether it's here in Colorado or nationally. I think what's happening right now in terms of the responsiveness to Latino voters who saw immigration as an important policy issue in their voting decision is that a recognition from Republicans that what they had done is a pretty good job of pushing away that Latino voting block when they are taking strong opposition to immigration reform, particularly a path to citizenship. Support for Republican candidates, whether it was George Bush or Ronald Reagan, among Latino voters might have been enough to push a Republican candidate across the winning line in 2012 if that was the position that was taken. So I think this is a response to a loss in the presidential election as much as anything.
Yeah, is it as simple, do you think, as Latinos traditionally vote Democrat? Or, I mean, there are certainly some issues where there's crossover, right, for conservatives, maybe more religious issues.
That's true, although perhaps not that extent. I mean, they are traditionally Democratic, that's true. But when we look at the variation from, you know, really low support for Republican candidates in this election between 20 and 25%, up to not that long ago during the second Bush administration where Latinos comprised, you know, voted about 30, 35% for Bush, those kind of margins can help in presidential elections.
Why are we hearing about this issue now? We all knew about the fiscal cliff and the debt ceiling and gun control and those kinds of things. Why immigration reform now? Is that by design?
I don't know if it's by design as much as it is by context. You know, presidents traditionally have a bit more political capital early in their terms, the famous 100 days. And this is a response to that, I think. You know, looking at your political opportunities, this may be the time to try to shore up those that support, at least from the president's perspective. And then from the Republicans' perspective, I think looking out 2 years from now to congressional elections and maybe some senatorial election.
888-302-3684. We're talking about immigration. President warning that he would send his own alternative legislation if Congress fails to act. He says he refuses to allow comprehensive immigration reform to get bogged down in an endless debate. So do you think that that's, I mean, basically what we have here, the four major parts, strengthening border security, cracking down on employers who hire undocumented workers, streamlining legal immigration, and most importantly, offering undocumented workers a path to citizenship. What say you, yay or nay? 888-302-DOUG is the number on the countdown. Calls in a moment.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. At 23 past the hour, time for some of your calls on this immigration reform package and the discussion. Is the news media doing a fair job at this point? 888-302-3684. Let's start with Mary in Virginia, who doesn't like any part of the program.
I first want to say I'm very happy about the DREAM Act. I think that's important. And I also think that all the immigrants that we brought into this country, we got to use their cheap labor. We certainly are reaping what we sow, and we certainly should give them citizenship. I think it's only fair. We certainly, the corporations sure enjoyed them for the last 30 years. But my biggest concern and what I am against is the guest worker program. Right now we have unemployed Americans, and I know we keep hearing that they're, you know, they're doing jobs that Americans won't do. No, they're not. They're not willing to work for a wage so low that they can't possibly raise their family or have a livable wage to be able to even pay for insurance. So I say, this is my thing. Forget the guest worker program until we employ the Americans that are here already. This guest worker program is exactly what got us here to begin with. It's why we have 11 million undocumented workers, and all we're doing is giving in to corporations wanting cheap labor. It's time to stop that. So everything else I'm for, just not that.
All right, 888-302-3684. I didn't get the gist of that. By the way, the calls that come in here to our line, we sometimes put you on the air live. Sometimes we tape the call for use later on. Sometimes we take some of the calls from the programs that we monitor along with talkers.com, which is a good place for you to go to find out the daily issues, all the things that are on the top of the list on the News Talk radio stations that we are listening to and monitoring. John in Florida wants to know why we need new immigration laws when nobody enforces the ones we already have.
The last time they tried this,
about 4 or 5 years ago. It wasn't the Republicans that shot this down. It was the American people, Democrats like me, independents, Republicans, people that are fed up with people breaking the law. And the back of the line isn't staying in this country. The back of the line is you go back to your country, because there are people waiting in Africa, in Asia, all over the world, trying to get here legally. It costs a lot of money to get here legally. And the last thing I'm going to say is this word reform. And you always hear reform. What does that mean, reform? What are we reforming? We have laws on the books. There's stacks of volumes, stacks high. And it's ridiculous. Just enforce the laws we have. Congress thinks they can always do this nonsense, you know, like they have this big hand and they can just wave their hand and everything will be solved. Well, again, we have a $16 trillion deficit. If they can't figure that one out, they're not going to figure out illegal immigration. And my parents, my grandparents came here legally. If we're a nation of immigrants, you come here legally, not illegally.
All right, sir, thank you for your thoughts. That's what it's all about here. 888-302-3684. Let's listen to Brad calling from Mississippi. His problem with the proposal is that he just doesn't trust the politicians to do what they've promised to do.
It's my belief that the reason that this failed last time is people just don't trust politicians to keep their word. I'm concerned about the problems it would cause with people being on welfare. You know, basically them using the system that is already taxed pretty much to the limit now. I agree that we're a nation of immigrants, but at the same time, you know, in the rush to get Hispanic votes, I'm afraid that many important things will just be swept under the carpet and they'll come out about 3 years after the fact. And by then it'll be too late. I just don't trust politicians to keep their word.
Well, there are a lot of people on that same boat with you. So anyway, there's our overview. We spent the first half hour on immigration, gun control, and the focus next on the countdown.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's talk about the following statement. Listen carefully. If you understand everything, then you are not learning. One more time. If you understand everything, then you are not learning. Is this an Andyism? No, actually, it's a Chinese proverb that I read in a Chinese restaurant. And boy, did that make a lot of sense. If you walk around the world saying to yourself, I understand everything, or if you walk around in your job or in your social networking and you say, I understand everything, well, guess what? You're going to go nowhere. It's time to learn. It's time to say to yourself, you know what? I don't understand everything, and there are lots of things that I want to learn. And when I learn, I gain knowledge. And when I gain knowledge, I become a better person. So understand what learning does for you. Take advantage of it and grow. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's keep moving now. Second half hour starts out with a continuing focus on gun control from three or four different perspectives. And your calls, if you choose, at 888-302-3684. We'll start by listening to Al Sharpton talking to Dana Milbank from the Washington Post about Dick Cheney going on to Fox, actually, to say he's concerned about the new gun control legislation.
The right wing doesn't think we need any new gun legislation. And just look who's on Fox News.
Worried that, in effect, what happens here in this situation is that we may end up in a situation where you get a proposal or a proposition that does, in fact, threaten the rights of law-abiding Americans.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is worried about gun safety proposal. Do he think we forgot about this?
A hunting accident involving Vice President Dick Cheney. Birdshot fired from the vice president's weapon apparently wounded a fellow hunter during a shooting outing on a private ranch in Texas.
The man who shot his friend in the face is now the GOP's expert on gun safety. Did Fox News just miss the irony of Dick Cheney talking about gun safety proposals?
Well, irony has never been the strong point of the former vice president, but we can say that he has retained his ability to shoot from the hip. He is a remarkable spokesman on this issue. We can be pleased that he did not, as Harry Whittington surely is, that he did not have an assault gun that day in the woods. But I suspect that the Republicans will not bring him out as their main spokesman on the gun issue henceforth.
302-3684. It is kind of ironic. I think as much as I'm not a fan of Al Sharpton, he hit the nail on the head. Dick Cheney, the gun expert on Fox. I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, but it makes for interesting conversation, doesn't it? And that's really what this is all about. A review of interesting conversation on the news talk radio stations around the country. That's what the countdown is all about. Here's host Jeff Wagner talking about a gun buyback program that accidentally turned into a rather impromptu gun show.
Out in Seattle, Washington, they decide that they're going to come up with a gun buyback program. And they haven't done this for 20 years, but you know the idea is you can bring guns that you want to get rid of, and the cops will buy them back from you to get them, quote-unquote, off the street. So here's what they're doing. At this gun buyback program, they're offering $100 buyback gift cards. A gift card, $100 for handguns, shotguns, and rifles, $200 for assault weapons. Okay, so you can turn them in. Well, America is a great country. What happens is an impromptu gun show breaks out at the buyback line. They're scheduling this apparently like under some interstate. So they got the cops there. Then all of a sudden, what they notice is a bunch of gun collectors, for example, are walking up and down with signs that say, you know, we'll pay cash for guns. And what they're finding out is that there's a lot of people. These gun collectors, these guns are in many cases much more valuable than either $100 or $200. So what they're doing is the gun collectors, the firearms enthusiasts, are buying the guns from the people who are standing in line waiting to get the gift cards. So the cops are completely and totally freaked out about that. They're going, oh, wait, we can't believe that they're doing this. They're defeating the whole purpose of the gun buyback program, to which the collectors are saying, hey, no, what we're doing is absolutely perfectly legal. So the Seattle's gun buyback program gets turned into essentially an open-air gun show. Talk about the law of unintended consequences.
That's a pretty good story. That's a lot better than listening to the same people harp on the same stuff. That's good. See, that's the kind of thing that makes good talk radio hosts really good. Jeff Wagner there on the countdown. Here's another good host named Bob Durgan, who talks now to legal analyst Jerry Tarood about possible suggested changes that might come about to gun laws here and there.
What do you think of the Obama administration's bills trying to come to grips with gun control, Feinstein's bill and the like? What do you think of all of that?
I think it's absolutely nuts. Bob, you're not going to see any change in violence. You will always have violence. And you can take the, you can pass all these bills all you want, and you're not going to see any change. And Bob, it's just simple politics as usual. It's incredible, and I don't understand why nobody asked this to Obama and his people. Look at Illinois, Chicago, toughest handgun laws in the country. They had 532 murders last year. Murders, not shootings, but murders. Let that tell you about handgun control. Worthless.
Well, what would your solution be?
Bob, it's tough. If I had the solution, I guess I wouldn't be talking on the phone. I'd be retired somewhere. Bob, I tell you what's working. Maryland had this mandatory sentencing. They passed this law. Look, if you've been convicted of one handgun offense or a crime of violence, and we get you with another gun, minimum mandatory 5 without parole.
What is it?
Okay, but what's wrong with that, Bob? Here's the problem. The problem was, if you were caught with a gun, if you pled guilty, you got 5 without parole. If you took a trial and you lost, you still got 5 without parole. And then, essentially, the entire docket of the Baltimore City Circuit Court system got clogged up. People were waiting literally 2 to 3 years for a trial because all these gun offenders wanted trials. So, and the bad thing about it, Bob, is it takes away discretion from the prosecutor, discretion from the judges. Finally, the feds intervened saying, look, we need to do something. And they changed the laws. What they did was, on a repeat offender, they're doing 5 without parole, just like it was, but they increased it. And they said, okay, you want a trial? You're subject to a minimum 5 without parole, a maximum of 15 years if you're convicted.
888-302, I have to remember my own new phone number, 3684. You may be interested to know, I'm sure by now many people have seen the video, heard the audio from the parents of the children killed in the Connecticut school shooting, speaking in favor of tighter gun laws. Hearing was held in Hartford, Connecticut. At one point, some of the gun rights advocates shouted at the father of one of the children that was killed. That stuff, when you see it, it makes your blood curdle, doesn't it? It just makes, these people are so desensitized and so focused on themselves, they have no sense. Do you know how bad, I mean, this is what spoils it for the people who really do want, like me, to encourage the gun rights, the ownership of guns to stay as it is right now. But these idiots who go there and act like some kind of cretin, Neanderthal, stupidos, and make themselves and the organization they belong to just totally unpopular. They're just so selfish. It's just an incredible reality. 888-302-3684. All right, let's take one piece more of another radio program. We'll take a couple of calls on this. Here's host Errington Thompson with Eric Bollet from Media Matters about some who say the shooting in Connecticut was a political distraction.
After a lot of the gun violence, you posted right-wing spin on the school massacre. Basically, they're saying that the school massacre was nothing but a distraction. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was, I thought, a particularly tasteless approach to deal with the question of gun violence and gun control and things like that. I mean, obviously, the massacre in Connecticut sparked a new interest and sort of some new soul-searching. But as I pointed out in that piece, you know, one of the spins of the early in January was, you know, this is a distraction. The only thing that matters in America is the debt, you know, and this attempt by Obama to push gun control or talk about gun violence, it's all sort of this manufactured attempt to distract about what's really important. And it's just like, you know, Obama has never run on gun control. It
right.
didn't come up during the campaign. The reason it's coming up now is because these mentally deranged people keep shooting up schools and movie theaters.
Right.
It's not like he sat down with his advisors and said, oh, hey, you know, what's a good distraction? And, you know, frankly, just calling 20 dead kids in Connecticut is a distraction. You know, it's disgusting, but I think it's sort of par for the course for a lot of these right-wing bloggers and talkers.
888-302-DOUG. It's 888-302-3684. Ken in Virginia has called on this issue. Ken, please go ahead. You're live on the countdown right now.
Yes, Ken White, Virginia Taxpayers Association. A report by the Virginia Chief Examiner, Medical Examiner of Virginia, studying homicide rates in the last 5 years, has found that they've decreased as much as 28%, when everybody knows that people are flocking to Virginia to buy guns. So while the purchase of guns is increasing, the homicide rates is dropping. So I don't see how they can possibly get new legislation through. In addition, the sheriffs all over the country are writing to the Biden and Feinstein and the president that they will not enforce any unconstitutional gun laws in increasing numbers. So those two factors, which in Virginia will be cited in national discussions, I don't see how they can possibly get any new legislation through on gun control.
Well, do you think there is necessity to get some legislation through?
No, I think it's a bad idea. I think that absolutely not.
What's your idea to curb the problem then?
My idea, and we have a good bill in Virginia legislature by Bob Marshall to require all schools to have a designated personnel with concealed gun training to to ensure that there will be no violence, and that this was voluntary.
Okay, so let's say you have a guard posted the front door, and somebody comes in the back door and starts shooting up things with an automatic rifle. What's that guy going to do about that?
Well, the teachers want this gun training, and they will be anonymous, and nobody knows who the teachers are, and so they
well,
want
that's,
this
that assumes gun. That the person who'd come into the school to shoot it up would know ahead of time that there has been training done and teachers have guns. If he doesn't know that, what good is any of that?
Well, it means that people will be discouraged because they don't know who's got the guns, and somebody has gun training in every school, and it won't cost the taxpayers anything. Because
all right, sir. Thank you for your thoughts. 888-302-3684. Here is Paul in Indiana with a focus on a different angle here.
I think it's got a lot to do with lots of things. There are so many, well, in this instance, it sounds like this boy, well, he might have been a man at 20, he did not have a strong father figure in his life, which he should have. And there's so many of that going on in this country today, it's disgusting.
What does that mean to you, Paul? And
I have three boys. I have taken my sons out hunting and been around and shooting firearms since they were 7 years old. And I today have never regretted it. They have never had any trouble. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. And they're raised upright. I have a strong influence with my children and always will have as long as I live. And I
888-302-3684. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The ongoing conversation of concussions, National Football League, football players in general, is next up in our conversation mode here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing three items today. We spent a lot of time on immigration and gun control, but this continuing discussion on talk radio and talk television and the sports talk stations about NFL problems with football players who are having serious injuries, doesn't make a difference what helmet they're wearing. Let's get started by listening to this interview with Poppy Harlow, having Dr. Vin Ferreira on the program. The focus is on a new football helmet that this fellow has developed that could prevent many of the serious head injuries that seem to be plaguing these former football players.
President Obama spoke about football injuries recently, saying that the game needs to be safer, and he made a lot of waves doing that. And now there is word that the NFL and its players plan to put some big money into researching the long-term health effects of the game. CNN has obtained a proposal that says that the NFL Players Union and the league are going to fund a $100 million 10-year Harvard study to try to diagnose, treat, and prevent player injuries and illnesses. 1,000 current and former players are apparently going to take part in this. Dr. Vin Ferreira knows a lot about football. He played at Harvard himself. He is a doctor as well. He invented a football helmet a few years ago, really designed to absorb hits better than regular helmets. The helmet's called the Zenith. So tell me a little bit about it, and also how many teams, how many players are using this right now?
This is the Zenith X2 football helmet, and key features of this helmet, one is the way it fits is quite different than other helmets on the market. When the player puts this helmet on, when he pulls the chin straps, the helmet actually snugs down around the player's head, so it gives you an instant custom fit, helps the helmet stay in place, actually helps the helmet stay on the player's head as well. And the other main feature of the helmet is that it uses what we call adaptive shock absorbers. They're really air cell shock absorbers. When they get hit, they compress, and they actually deflect the energy away from the head, which helps the head move less suddenly and less violently. We've sold probably about 175,000 of these helmets since 2009. Mm-hmm. Players at all ages, all levels, ranging from the NFL all the way down to youth football.
You know, it's interesting. You had your first concussion when you were in seventh grade, and then I know you were watching hockey star Eric Lindros suffer multiple concussions, sort of stood up, said, this is enough, and then looked in your medicine cabinet, and you saw a saline solution squeeze bottle, and that's how the idea came to you?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I played football, had one diagnosed concussion in seventh grade, a few other hits during my high school and college career that, you know, made me see stars, and I never told anybody about it. And then after having gone through medical school and deciding to go to business school, also wanted to get into the business of health somehow, and happened to see a clip of Eric Lindros on the ice with what was probably his ninth or tenth diagnosed concussion, and it inspired me to try and do something about the problem.
And that brings up something else. A lot of the discussion is on football, but certainly those who are playing hockey are in jeopardy, the same kind of a problem, if not worse. And those who wrestle, those who are in soccer, where there's no protection, your head gets hit with a 40-mile-an-hour ball, there is certainly a problem with all of these contact sports. So it isn't just football that ought to be under scrutiny, frankly. It's not my opinion. 888-302-3684. Let's conclude our discussion by listening to another radio personality. Let's see here. Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson are with us, talking to Cindy Boren from the Washington Post about whether the high volume of lawsuits is going to be forcing the NFL to make changes to better protect players. Apparently, Ms. Boren did an article about this.
There's no real data, of course, on head injuries and kids, but there's plenty of it on the head injuries and adults, and it is finally beginning to affect some NFL decisions.
Well, it is. You know, you're seeing that's one of Commissioner Roger Goodell's big agendas. He wants to make the game safer. He's been fining players. They've lectured players on the proper way to hit. He brings them in to talk to them when they don't understand what makes an illegal hit, what the difference is between a legal hit and an illegal hit. And yet there's also evidence, and this is truly frightening, as we found with Junior Seau, it's not just the big hits, it's not the illegal hits, it's the aggregation of them, just the constant, you know, little hits take a toll.
Cindy, talk about the conundrum that the NFL is in. The violence of the game is what attracts many people to the sport. On the other hand, they say they're concerned about player safety. The NFL is a big money business. How do they solve that conundrum?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and if you've got an answer, I think they'd be more than willing to listen. I don't know that there is one. I know it's, you know, I watch more football than anyone, and every time I see, you know, these repeated hits, I keep thinking, yep, 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 and it does change the way you look at the game.
All right, that's it. Great review of a lot of good things going on here in this hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.